Hello and welcome to episode 22 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is... Ryudo. Yes, it is indeed from Dynamite Heady, when Heather hops out after a boss battle to take the key you've earned and then blow you a few kisses. I was surprised someone got that one, actually. That was like my challenge song. I was like, I think I'm gonna fool everyone here and be a little mean. But like, dang, he was like right on the money with it too. There's no fooling around with that one. He knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah, I'm surprised too, because I hadn't even really heard of that game until you had talked about it a little bit. And
exactly, yeah.
Either he's a longtime fan or he took your advice and bought it and knows it well.
Yeah, you know, I that little theme for me is like the theme song of love. I've always kind of remembered it as like when Heather comes out and blows kisses. So I've always kind of thought of that song as like the love song. Was that nerdy? Should I have said that out loud?
That's okay.
I don't listen to it often.
It just goes off. Just goes off in your head when you see a pretty girl or something. Right.
As such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. So remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you'll gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart, so let the guessing begin. And we're going to change things up a little bit. We're actually going to segue into what's generally the last section of the podcast because of how dark it is. But we are going to move straight to the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Now, is that because it's Easter and we want to get this darkness over with beforehand and then...
We probably should, yeah.
Segue into the good stuff to end it.
Hopefully. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Black Doom. So, Tim, what's your Black Doom award?
Well, it was a toss-up between two stories recently, and I think I'm going to go with Gibson suing everybody in the world over Guitar Hero / Rock Band. Basically, Gibson says they have a patent that, let me see if I can quote this. It's for a system for electronically simulating participation by a user in a pre-recorded musical performance. It's a 1999 patent, and even though the Guitar Hero guitars are branded as Gibson guitars, like, like they're participants in this game being created, right? They're now suing Harmonix and Viacom and EA, and now they're suing Walmart and Target and Best Buy and the people selling the game over this patent that they probably just stumbled across and didn't even know they had. And they're like,
ridiculous.
This sounds a little bit like Guitar Hero. It seems pretty frivolous as far as what I... as far as what I've been reading, that it involves an actual musical instrument, not a game controller shaped like a musical instrument. So it seems silly, but they didn't just like pursue it. Now they're going after retailers, and you know they're just kind of going full fledged into it. So it just seems like a big waste of money, and I'm kind of guessing that a bunch of lawyers convinced them this is a really good thing, and meanwhile they had to write a big fat check to the lawyers. So, kind of a weird story, especially since they're a sponsor of the game.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yep.
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Sonic Unleashed, which is the recently announced... Well, it hasn't really been announced yet, right? I mean, basically, we knew they had trademarked the Sonic Unleashed name. So it was like, okay, new game's coming, and then... Basically, a bunch of screenshots and video and some artwork was leaked somehow, which I don't know how you do that, but it's everywhere. And then Sega confirmed, yes, this is the game. It'll be announced in a magazine soon. The reason why the Black Doom Award goes towards Sonic Unleashed is because it's still following the same footsteps of the poorly designed Sonic games of the past, which is that there has to be some gimmick. There always has to be some gimmick about the game. It can't just be a good Sonic game. It has to be like Sonic plus something else. And in this case, the gimmick is that Sonic has an alter ego wolf personality.
That sounds familiar, actually.
Does it? I don't seem to remember any Legend of Zelda game having anything like this before.
That was the first thing I thought of. I'm like, comic? Anyone? Are they just feeding us material here, or what?
Yeah. Well, what's funny is there is a three-ring cycle that the Sega nerds had posted. The first cycle, the blue circle, is first info on new Sonic game. Lack of friends and screens. Hopes are raised. Fans begin to claim this is Sonic's triumphant return. Then you move to the next circle, which is more screens and info on new Sonic game. Pictures of friends. Pictures of new friends. Gameplay looks to be the same old. Hopes hit the ground. And then finally you move to the last circle, which is game release. Disappointment. Fans proclaim they will never be fooled again. Which then leads you back to the first one of a first info on new Sonic game, and the cycle continues. And so we're starting to hit that second circle already. We're like, what? What are you doing? What are you doing to this? But I am pleased to see that they're doing like a side-scrolling adventure game, at least, where it's like a more traditional Sonic. It looks like Sonic Rush on a console, essentially.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, right? Where
right, because that's the exact Sonic game I would want to make, and I don't know if they're quite doing it the way I would want to. Still, we've only seen it a couple moments, so yeah, it's never going to match whatever I would want it to be.
Well, and we've talked about how, you know, 2D games don't have to go away, and they don't have to be relegated to handhelds and Xbox Live Arcade either. They can be done beautifully in 3D and be more challenging than 3D games are capable of being, in that 3D games, they have to kind of, because you're under control of so much going on at the same time, there's a little bit of a buffer as far as, you know, there's like auto lock-ons for like first-person shooters, and it kind of trains you along the way, you know what I mean? Like it kind of, you got training wheels on, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Whereas in 2D games, the what you're in control of is fairly limited, so it can be pretty brutal. And so, you know, some of the Sonic games are, as you know, very twitch-oriented, where you have to, you know, almost memorize the level to do it perfectly. And
it's like a race.
Yeah.
You're essentially learning the track and then racing it for your best time.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be very forgiving.
And I think a 3D Sonic game can be done. I've seen, you know, some pretty strong glimpses of that in the original Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 games. For the Dreamcast, but lately it's just the coding is and the collision detection and the controls have just been so pathetic. It just makes it seem like a 3D Sonic game is impossible. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's just go back to the roots then and just figure things out from there. I mean, I think people would be more interested in buying that game than the Sonic on 360 that which you still haven't played, right? I mean, you have a 360. This is your chance, right? You need to play that game, Tim.
If somebody, like, dumped it on my doorstep, I would probably try it. But as far as paying money for it, either renting it or buying it, I don't know.
Now, are you still doing, like, the Games and Flicks thing?
No, I dropped that a long time ago.
Okay.
I wasn't getting any games.
Because before you tried getting Sonic and the Secret Rings, and it was taking, like, a month just to get in stock.
Eventually, they just stopped taking any decent game. They just wouldn't even stock.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
I kind of gave up on them, but you know, I mean, with my post that I put up this last week about kind of Nintendo
mediocre
versus Sega, and I kind of put the stats up, and you know, that putting it in that perspective, it's like, you know what, we can't really get too hyped up about this game unless
I'm not,
and I know you're not, which I'm proud of you, really.
This Thank
is
you.
Like one of those steps in that 12-step program.
Whichever, 24, actually.
Whichever one it is, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
But, you know, unless they announce that they, like, dissolved Sonic Team and brought on all these game designers with real credentials...
Or they say, hey, BioWare is going to develop a RPG of a Sonic game.
Or they gave the rights to the franchise to Nintendo, you know, something like that.
Right.
Then I might get excited. But I haven't heard of any staff changes over there on Team Sonic. So
I just keep hearing that Sammy Sega is just losing money. So, I mean, in my opinion, it's just going to get worse is how I think of it.
Yeah, because they're probably like, well, I know we just put out a Sonic console game like a year ago, but we're in the red, and so we better cash out on him again. The cycle for cashing out is getting shorter, you know?
Yep.
And that just means people's memories won't be quite as... they won't have forgotten the last one quite as easily, you know?
Yep.
So we'll see. I mean, yeah. It used to be a big deal if the new Sonic game was announced.
I think that day's long past, obviously. I mean, I'm still somewhat interested, but not as much as I used to be. There was a time when I could see it getting better with 3D games, and then it just kind of took a downfall, and then Shadow came out. You know, like, okay, it's over.
Yeah. I mean, like, if Nintendo announced a new Zelda game at E3 or something, I think people would be really excited, and they'd be clamoring for details, and they'd,
right,
you know, because they know it's going to be good. Even if it has a cartoon Link and they don't like the way cartoon Link looks, the game's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And you can't say the same thing here. People are taking a skeptical look. They're like, okay, well, I don't believe you, but if you show me how the game is played, I might be a little bit more interested.
Maybe if we added that Mad World song to the trailer. Slow motion of Sonic running. It could be like his funeral, basically.
Don't you see something wrong with slow motion of Sonic running? I mean...
Well, then you can see him.
Right, I guess.
So what's next?
What is next? Let me take a look here.
All I've got is suggestion box, so...
I guess so, yeah. Suggestion
box. Do you think we're going to be able to do this in under 15 minutes?
If you stop yammering about how we're going to try to do it in under 15 minutes, maybe we will.
Okay. Here we go. We're gonna give it a shot. Here we go. For every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My suggestion comes from Tustin, who said, "Ooh, I found a mistake. The comic you're pulling from on the last panel is actually comic number 57, but the file name shown is comic56.ai. Sorry, I just thought I'd point that out." That was your comment, wasn't it?
It was.
Then we're definitely going to hit 15-minute mark, aren't we?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think it's the first time we've ever both had the same comment. You know?
I think we had one other time, yeah.
Well, if I had to pick a backup, I would pick Andrew saying that he loved the Tetris comic, which is only because I made the Tetris comic. And also Rio Luke for noticing that I screwed it up. With a row of blocks that should have disappeared, but so
here's the thing for me is like I knew the file on that last panel is comic 56 is what it's named, but it's actually number 57. I'm like, no one's gonna notice that, but they did.
Yeah,
you know, test and notice. And I'm like, dude, that's a dedicated fan. What's funny is they've been one number off for like 12 comics now. Like, I don't know what it is. You know, it should just be like I save a comic. And it should be the next number up, right? But somewhere down the road, I got a number behind somehow, and it kind of goes in and out a little bit. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I didn't even know what he was talking about. I'm like, wait, Ray screwed up the numbers of the comics again?
No.
But it's in the comic, and I was like, oh, geez, I couldn't even read that practically, you know? So, good catch.
Yeah, nice work there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that should do it. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, all on 2pstart.com. So with that, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.